Welcome back. It's episode 43 on Tech Headlines Today, where we bring you the top tech headlines in an easy listening podcast. Check out our show links in the description if you hear anything you'd like more information about. Subscribe and follow if you haven't yet, and let's get into it. SpaceX and Northrop Grumman to resupply the ISS through 2026. NASA just placed an order for 6 additional resupply missions with SpaceX and 6 more with Northrop Grumman. NASA awarded CRS-2 contracts to SpaceX, Northrop, and Sierra Nevada Corporation. The maximum potential value of these 3 contracts is $14 billion. The number of supply missions ordered by NASA under CRS-2 has increased to 32 missions, with 14 to Northrop, 15 to SpaceX, and 3 to Sierra. SpaceX is very familiar with these flights. The company completed 20 supply missions under a previous CRS contract. The total payment to SpaceX for those missions was $3.04 billion, or around $152 million per mission. SpaceX delivers supplies and crew to the ISS using its cargo Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 rocket. As far as China's concerned, Keanu Reeves no longer exists. The Chinese authorities have seemingly removed content starring Keanu Reeves from servers across the country after he decided to virtually attend a concert organized by Tibet House US. The Chinese government has removed at least 19 movies from the streaming platforms and removed the actor's name from search engines, preventing any access to his work. While Reeves himself may not be too concerned about his persona disappearing from an entire country, movie studios won't fail to notice. China has a population of over 1.4 billion people and counts as an important market for entertainment. Keanu Reeves starring in a big-budget film or TV show now counts as a significant risk, unless, of course, he can smooth over the rift somehow and make everyone in China aware of his existence again. How to save the Amazon? Brazil company says NFTs are the answer. A Brazilian company is selling non-fungible tokens that allow buyers to sponsor the preservation of specific areas of Amazon rainforest, with the proceeds going to preserve the trees, regenerate clear-cut areas, and foster sustainable development. The token's holders won't own the land itself, but will have access to key information about its preservation, including satellite imagery. Nemus founder Flavio de Mira Pena hopes to raise $4 to $5 million to buy additional forest land in Amazonas state, along with sustainable development efforts for local communities. Pena said that the value of NFTs for environmental causes far outweighs the environmental cost of blockchain transactions. Ransomware can encrypt 100,000 files in minutes. Splunk has tested some of the most common ransomware to see how quickly they can encrypt 53 gigabytes worth of files after infecting a system, and it turns out the answer is pretty quick. Splunk's testing revealed that the fastest ransomware family is Lockbit, with a median time to encryption of 5 minutes and 50 seconds on the 53 gigs of data. Ultimately, this research demonstrates the need for organizations to move away from response and mitigation, Splunk distinguished security strategist Ryan Kovar says in a blog post about the company's findings, and concentrate on preventing ransomware infections. The full white paper detailing Splunk's findings, an empirically comparative analysis of ransomware binaries, can be downloaded from the company's website. The EU and US agree on a deal to reopen seamless transatlantic data flows. The US and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement to reopen the free flow of data between the two regions. The announcement was made today during US President Joe Biden's visit to Europe to discuss the Russia-Ukraine crisis at the NATO summit, the G7, and the European Council. The newly agreed framework is designed to revamp the previous privacy shield arrangement between the two regions, which was ruled unlawful in the Schrems II case by the Court of Justice of the European Union in 2020 under GDPR. This was due to concerns that U.S. law enforcement agencies could access data transferred from the EU to the U.S. As a result of this ruling, the process of transferring personal data from the EU to the U.S. has become far more complex, with organizations having to use alternative mechanisms like standard contractual clauses. In a statement with President Biden, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, "I am very pleased that we have found an agreement in principle on a new framework for transatlantic data flows. This will enable predictable and trustworthy data flows between the EU and US, safeguarding privacy and civil liberties. I really want to thank Commissioner Reynards and Secretary Raimondo for their tireless efforts over the past months to find a balanced and effective solution. This is another step in strengthening our partnership. We managed to balance security and the right to privacy and data protection." FCC warns that Kaspersky poses national security risk. The FCC has added Kaspersky, China Mobile, and China Telecom to the list of companies affected by the Secure and Trusted Communication Networks Act of 2019. The so-called covered list includes companies that are deemed to pose an unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States or to the security and safety of United States persons, the commission explains, typically because of their connections to foreign governments. The FCC says it added Kaspersky to the covered list because the Department of Homeland Security had banned Kaspersky's security products. So far as China Mobile and China Telecom are concerned, the FCC says that both carriers pose substantial and unacceptable risks to U.S. national security and law enforcement concerns, according to findings from the committee formerly known as Team Telecom. Real-time data provides much-needed transparency to the supply chain. It's crucial to maintain accurate visibility in today's global network of goods production and transport. For example, if items arrive damaged, what caused the problem and when did it happen? Was there a particular supply chain partner to blame, and are they a repeat offender? Real-time data can provide the kind of supply chain transparency that answers those questions and others. Here are some of the compelling ways that it can help: giving end-to-end details, ensuring goods arrive in sellable conditions, enabling more confident decision-making, and by reducing waste. Better supply chain transparency can be made possible with real-time data. Check out the article in the show links for further details on each point. Google patches this year's second actively exploited Chrome Zero Day. Google has already addressed the first Zero Day vulnerability of 2022 that was exploited by two state-sponsored North Korean hacking groups. Now, a second actively exploited Chrome Zero Day has been discovered. Google hasn't revealed much about the actively exploited Chrome Zero Day, and merely says that the vulnerability was discovered in the V8 open-source JavaScript and WebAssembly engine. Other information about the vulnerability, including who reported it, how much they'll earn via Google's bug bounty program, or how it can be exploited, haven't been revealed. However, Google does say that it's aware that an exploit for the vulnerability exists in the wild. Google says it's released a patch for their vulnerability for Windows, Mac, and Linux, and that the release will roll out over the coming days and weeks. But browser users can also update manually if they don't want to wait for the automatic update. The EU targets big tech with new Digital Markets Act. The European Union has confirmed the Digital Markets Act, which will limit the power of large tech corporations like Apple, Google, Amazon, and Meta, forcing them to change how they integrate digital services and handle customer data. Initially, companies with over $7.5 billion in sales and at least 45 million monthly users in the EU and providing certain digital services will be forced to interoperate. The DMA contains several demands for the tech companies, including the right to uninstall, personal data access controls, and greater advertising transparency. If a gatekeeper company does not comply with the rules, the European Commission can fine the company 10% of their worldwide turnover or ban the company from acquiring other companies for a certain time. Thank you for joining us for another episode of THT. Help us out by sharing the podcast on your social media. We'd really appreciate it. Check out the show links for additional information on any of the topics that we cover today. Subscribe, follow, do all the things, and we'll see you tomorrow.